The Garma Festival, an annual celebration of Yolngu culture in northeast Arnhem Land, is wrapping up today after a weekend of events centered around the theme of truth-telling. Noel Pearson, speaking at the event, urged attendees not to give up on the campaign for a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous voice to Parliament, despite Malcolm Turnbull's rejection of the idea last year. Caitlin McHugh asked Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, and Bundjalung women also attending the festival, whether she agreed with Noel Pearson.
So certainly what Noel talked about at Garma and also what was held within the Uluru Statement from the Heart is that Aboriginal people want to reset the relationship, and part of resetting that relationship is about having a voice to the Parliament, and it's really important that that become constitutionally enshrined. And that's about the past has said to us that things change and can change from a political perspective, and this is not about any political party. This is about our relationship with the government of this nation. So putting it into the constitution helps to enshrine that, helps to take it out of that day-to-day politics, and it kind of sets the tone of how we want to reset that relationship.
I think there has been some commentary from the government, at least, that it's not feasible for these changes to take place, that there isn't the public support for it. What's your response to that?
Certainly from our own Australian Reconciliation Barometer, we know that a majority of Australians want to have a better relationship with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. They are looking for ways to make those relationships better. And what we also know is that people are open to this idea that the people who are most affected by policies should have a say in how those policies and how those decisions get made. So while there hasn't been specific polling around a particular model, certainly what we saw before the end of the Recognise campaign and during the referendum council's deliberations is that most Australians support the ideas and concepts behind a voice to Parliament.
Do you think that it's possible to get the government on board given that there is public support for this?
I think that the aspirations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people haven't changed. They haven't changed in the last 12 months. They haven't changed in the last 5 years, and they certainly haven't changed in the last 20 or 30 years. I think anything is possible. What we want to do is have those conversations. We want to come to the table with open hearts and open minds, and that's one thing that I've taken away from this year's Garma, is that we want to have those conversations. We want to progress this for the betterment of the whole nation. This isn't just about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This is about how do we as Australians have better relationships where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are fully engaged in the life of Australia as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
What does the campaign for that look like going forward, do you think?
I think people like Noel and Megan Davis and others will no doubt be working on that. We'll continue that conversation with them as well. But I think people just need to look at what was in the Statement from the Heart, from the Uluru Statement from last year. It was an invitation to all Australians to engage with us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And it's very clear about how we want to reset that relationship. So I would encourage everyone and anyone who hasn't read it yet to read it, to really think deeply about what those words are saying, and look for all sorts of different ways that we can continue this conversation and turn it beyond words but into action.
What do you think of the push for treaties rather than constitutional changes?
I think this is all part of the mix, and again, this is what's covered within the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It is talking about resetting the relationship. It's about enshrining that within the constitution. It talks about makarata and agreement making, and it also talks about truth telling, which is such a key component of putting context around why we need to reset our relationships. All of this feeds into a bigger conversation that's been happening with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia for, as I said, decades. And we just are hoping that the Australian public, the Australian Parliament, is willing to have to come to part of that as well. I think what's encouraging in the states and territories is there is movement around these processes of treaty and agreement making. And I think what it shows us is that these things are possible if people come at this with an open heart and an open mind.
On a federal level, do you think it's possible to get the current government to come round, given that Malcolm Turnbull quite flatly rejected what was sort of the central premise of the Statement from the Heart?
So there's a joint select committee process that's happening at the moment that is due to report at the end of the year, and that's looking at how do we move this forward. It very clearly said in their interim report that the voice is still part of this. It is co-chaired by the government's representative in Julian Lesser and from the ALP, Senator Patrick Dodson. And I'm sure that their deliberations will be quite thoughtful. And I also think that they will come to, I hope, that they will come out with some ideas of how do we move this forward. As I said, we don't want this to be a political football. We want this to be embraced by the whole parliament.
What kind of mood are you getting around issues of constitutional recognition? Is there a sense that maybe it's kind of stalled, or are people still enthusiastic?
People are engaged, and there is very clear and strong statements of support that came through in the sessions over the weekend around constitutional recognition, around Makarrata, around agreement making. As I said, these are the aspirations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for some time now. So from our perspective, things have not changed, and we'll continue to have the conversations that we need to have to convince others that this is a way for our nation to move forward.
Do you get at all a sense of frustration just from the amount of time, I suppose, this is taking and with other things being rejected?
I personally look back on the people that I have known as heroes. I think back about Uncle Koiki Naabo. I think about all of the movements for land rights within this country. They didn't happen overnight, and they didn't happen quickly. Our people remain here after 200 plus years of occupation by non-Indigenous people. We still remain here, and we still continue to fight for our rights. So in the context of those bigger things, I think that there's always hope. Would I like it to happen faster? Absolutely.
Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.